everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing, decluttering, and improving your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing?
I've been good. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I've been busy with a few clients. It's been a good month.
Speaking of busy, kids these days are very busy with exams.
They are. That's a good segue.
Was it?
Yeah, that was very good, Shrek. Yes, as kids are studying and about to have exams, especially UK schools and I think European and American schools have got exams coming up. And I remember those days, like May, you'd start revising. June would be GCSEs, A-levels. Oh, terrible times. Oh, and university as well.
I almost feel like I want to step in here and tell kids and even the parents, in the grand scheme of things, in life, in the universe and everything, these exams don't matter so much.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
Please don't stress out. Like, please breathe. Please go play football and get some fresh air as well.
Yeah, and eat some healthy snacks.
Yeah, we were, you know, growing up for us, like we were, of course, it was a different era, but it was very like focused around the exams.
Yeah.
And our entire, I know that's true today too. Our entire lives were around the exams, but like exam period would kick in and that's it. Like there was no meeting friends. It was like you sit at home, you plant yourself to your desk and you just, you know, you work. I mean, obviously more so as you get to the higher grades in high school. But honestly, like in hindsight now, I feel like I just wish I'd like run around a little more or something, you know, like, and so, yeah, I would at least just, I want to put that out there and I want to keep trying to tell people that whenever they have kids and stuff, I'm like, guys, you know what it was like. Don't make the mistake our parents did where they just
made us stay indoors. And in the UK, it used to be really nice weather. I always remember, like May, it would be lovely, gorgeous weather and you couldn't go outside, even though sometimes I'd sit in the garden with my study books and study. But
I mean, for us, we have these central boards exams at the end of grade 10 and 12. But then we had something called a Gulf Board, 9 and 11. So we had 4 years of, like, board-level exams, which was bad enough. But then because the school wanted to prep us, like, they would give us, like, we had a pre-board exam and stuff. Like, so we would go through this exam cycle over and over again, which was a great way to prepare us. But it just meant that our entire year was full of exams.
Yeah, that sounds depressing. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that now.
So as well, that's message one. But then the main point of this episode is we want to talk a little bit about, as well, prepping for exams and how you and your kids can prepare better.
There are a few great tips that I've seen from parents and students, which I wanted to share, and just about how to get organized for studying and for your exams so that you're ready and prepared and you can use it continuously. It's like, you know, I always thought I'm just going to have exams, you know, the GCSE and A level and then a few at uni. But then I ended up studying more and more even after I left uni. So it's just, it's only now that I've stopped studying and I didn't even like studying. So, but all the skills that I had from that time, I've used that and also for other things as well. So first of all, organize your desk. So you have to have a desk or a space where you're going to be studying, right? So usually a desk is the right place. So make sure that there's nothing on your desk except for what you need. So your books, paper, pens, pencils, your computer, or your iPad now. You know, we didn't have all this stuff, did we?
We had papers. Everything was written on paper. So I remember I have a box file full of papers that we threw out.
Yep.
Some of it was handed down. Some of it went down to my brother. Some of it went down to other people who reached, you know, board level stuff because a lot of the stuff stays pretty much the same.
Yeah, no, the studying paperwork, yeah, you get rid of it as soon as it's done. So do that first. Clear your desk. Make it organized. Have all the things you need. You'll need highlighters, pencils, pens, paper. Remove your phone because you don't want to play with your phone. And then make a schedule. So go backwards. So you know when your exams are going to happen. So you need to plan for what days you're going to study for what exams. So you don't want to, say if your history exam is the last exam, you don't want to study that too early on. So you want to set the timetable so that the right subjects are studied at the right time. So you're prepared for you know, the exams. And also you don't want to leave it last minute. Some people are great at cramming. I never could. So I was always somebody who started, set the timetable and then started studying and breaking it down and do it into blocks. Don't do it for the whole day of just doing one subject because you'll get bored, you'll get fed up, you'll get tired. So manage it in that sense. And you have to make a balance to feel what you're comfortable with as well. There's different ways of writing notes and study notes, and there's books as well. I have been an advocate of mind mapping for many, many years, and I actually was doing mind maps of type even when I was at school, before, you know, I met Tony Buzan when I was at work, and he had his book and everything. But I'd been using that kind of system before. But the people use flow charts, they write notes, they use highlighters. There's different ways of doing that. So start making the study notes quite early on. So fit that into your timetable as well. So it's not just about revising on subjects, but making notes to help you to get key subjects out to remember them. Another thing to do is to get organized and to talk to your teachers about getting old exams or finding them online. So find it from the same board that you're doing and find those old exams and use them and practice. And sit there and do it for like however long those exams are, like for 1 hour or 2 hours. So you practice the timing, how fast you can write the answers, and you can see the way the questions are made and created so that you can learn to answer in a similar way on the subjects.
I can't stress this enough. By the way, I did that all through my boards. I mean, I have to thank my teachers for being extremely cooperative and helping me. Because back then, of course, we didn't have all this stuff online. So they were really great about giving me access to those documents. And because it's a great way. And as a kid, you don't fully understand it. But as we know now, and there's enough research, and I always talk about the book like Outliers, putting in that many hours on something does make you an expert. And so it's the same concept here.
It is. And it did help me immensely to know how to answer. Like, I knew question one would be set like this, question two would be this, you know, multiple question, multiple answers. So there's just they're very similar each and every year. So get as many of them as possible. When you are sitting there studying, make sure you have a specific goal for each session. So what do you want to learn? What topics do you want to cover? So you're focused on what you're going to be studying that day or those few hours. And another thing to think about is also, when is your peak energy time? So I'm a morning person. I have the most energy after I've had a shower. I can do a lot of work in the morning. I flag a bit around 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So you have to find when is a good time for you to study. Doesn't help if you have to go to school the whole day and then study when you get back from school. But if you've got study time, which you know, a lot of students have for the last few weeks before the exam, if you have that, then figure out when is a good time for you to study. Some people are good in the evening, some people are good in the day. So just find what works for you. And everybody has their own way. But the key thing is not to then get a kind of jet lag thing because you're waking up at a funny time to study and then going to sleep, because you need to be awake during the daytime for your exams.
Yeah, it's like a little sprint thing that you do during the thing, but then you go back to like regular.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 days before, go back to regular sleeping and regular times because you want to be awake during the day. And people do that, like they've had that, and you've got this kind of, it's kind of like jet lag, isn't it? Because your body clock is the wrong time because you're sleeping and studying at different times. So another thing to do as well when you are studying is speak it out loud. So talk about the topic or explain it to others. So talk to your parents, talk to friends, explain the topic to them so that sticks in your head as well. And another good thing is to organize study groups with friends. So fit that into your timetable as well and work with your friends to have study groups and set a task or a topic of what you're going to do at the study group so that you focus on what you're going to do. And don't have it for too long. Don't have it for hours on end, like say an hour or 45 minutes of having these study sessions.
Yeah, take breaks. I mean, it's something that like we don't, I mean, even something as simple as just getting up and walking around a little bit. It's this whole like physical health to mental health thing. Like, you know, if you want to stay positive, you want to stay energetic during the exams and stuff, you got to look after yourself too. Eat at proper times, drink lots of water, and walk around. Don't just sit all day.
Exactly. And also, you know, they say that you lose momentum and lose focus after 20 minutes. So you have to have 20-minute increments. So 20 minutes of work, 5 minutes break, 20 minutes. And I used to do that because I am very bad. That my focus, I start focusing on other things after 20 minutes. I can't focus on one thing. It's very difficult for me. So I would do that. So, you know, do what works best for you. Everybody's different. The other thing is to, like you said, exercise and eat properly. So even if you go walking and you're listening to, say, an audiobook about the subject you're doing as well now, there's lots of things you can do. It's so much better now. You can listen to things, podcasts, audiobooks on studying or your topic while you're walking or running or whatever. And finally, plan your exam day. So make sure you have the right tools for the exam. you wake up at the right time, the alarms are set, 2 or 3 alarms to wake up at the right time, what the travel plans are going to be, you know, if you're getting public transport or if you're getting a car lift, or plan how you're going to get to the exam on time or earlier. So I always used to get to the school like an hour early, so that I would have my bathroom breaks, I would get everything ready, I'd be sitting and waiting, I'd have a snack before I'd do the exam. So I was very organized. I've been like this all my life, really.
I'm just going to add quickly here as well that, like, you know, make sure that the night before the exam you get some rest. Yes. You know, don't go into the exam stressed out on lack of sleep or having not eaten properly and those kind of things.
And make sure you take water with you. So drink plenty of water during the exam and before as well. Okay, so the main key points are to remember to clear your desk and make sure that it's clutter-free so that you can put your books out there and your papers and your pens and pencils so you can actually study without being, you know, distracted by the clutter on your desk. So do that first. Then create a timetable, create plans, set breaks for yourself, have healthy snack food, and then get ready and plan for your exam the actual, you know, the day before the exam. And good luck with your exams.
Good luck to everybody that's taking an exam in the next few weeks. Yeah. Good luck to anybody taking an exam at all, in case, you know, this episode, of course, this episode is, you know, applies to any kids taking any exams at any point in time, and even adults when you're taking.
Yeah, even
we
adults.
We do for professional certifications and those kind of things, like, the same rules apply. So that's all we have for you this week.
Bye.